Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. You know, it amazes me to hear how many people think that all they have to do is bop people on the head and magically that person just sees the light. It really doesn't work that way. Tough love conversations take some finesse. Seriously, you can't just unload on someone and believe that they're going to say, you know, you're right. I'm just going to forget anything happened. When someone is stuck in their story, here are the first two words I say. You're right. Why? Because they are. About something. For example, I'll say something like, you're right. That was wrong. That person shouldn't have done that to you. Or I'll acknowledge the feelings. Dang, you're right. This is a tough situation. I'm sorry this happened to you. There's always a reason why folks feel the way they do. Two things here. Acknowledgement and empathy. When folks feel heard, the defenses go down. And when the defenses go down, they can hear what really needs to be said. They can see what they can do to help themselves. And that's how tough love works. It's the jump start to solving our own problems. Reality checks? We all dish it out and we all need one ourselves. By acknowledging what is first, we can pave the way for our tough love to be heard. And if we're really out there to help people, that's the point, right? Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.